Oh God, we yearn for you. We need you. We declare that you are God, worthy of all praise. Holy Spirit, come. Dwell among us. You are in us, but now come in that special way as your people gather. And Lord, we'll be sure to give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. There are three questions that how you answer them will determine your future. Your faith is expressed in how you answer these three questions. And you can release or restrict the work of the Holy Spirit by how you answer these three questions. You say, Pastor, what are these three questions? Well, I'm going to share them with you in a moment. But it's this text that we begin to see those questions emerge. Let's take a look at the text for just a moment. You'll notice this story is recorded in the three synoptic gospels. That's Matthew, Mark, and Luke. But you'll notice in the Gospel of Mark, there are details given that the other gospels don't give. And it's the reason is because the Gospel of Mark, yes, was written by Mark, but it was really Peter's sermons and Peter's discipleship of Mark that really is recorded in the Gospel of Mark. And somehow this story affected Mark, affected Peter in a profound way. And that's why it's so important to look at it. The story tells of a woman who was desperate. Say it with me. She was what? She was desperate. She had been hemorrhaging for 12 years. She had suffered greatly in her quest for a remedy. And she was financially bankrupt, for she had spent all she had on doctors, and yet her condition grew worse. It's a picture of our situation at times in life. But there's something that happened. It's like a light went on. She heard. Everybody said she what? She heard about Jesus. And faith comes by hearing. She heard about Jesus. And even though she was unclean, she did something very dramatic. She got into the crowd. Her plan was to come behind him and touch his cloak, for she believed that if she just touched him, just touched his clothes, she'd be healed. And the moment she touched Jesus, power went out from him. And she was healed. However, Jesus stopped everything and asked, "Who touched me?" Now think about that for a moment. Why in the world did he do that? If you look at the Gospels, many people had touched Jesus and were healed. Why at this time does he stop everything and say, "See, what do you say and what do you show?" Friends, you are embarking on a marvelous journey. A journey of faith for your church. And I'm embarking on a journey. You know why I'm preaching this message tonight? It's not just that you need faith. I need faith. I'm 73 years old, starting all over again. I've got a congregation that loves me in Hawaii. When I preach, they actually listen. That's amazing. I've got a great team. I have great pastors all over the world. And here God says, "I want you to go to Dallas and start a hub and get the mainland saved." And I said, "Oh God, remember I'm 73. I get inspired by a Filipino pastor I had on my staff. He joined my staff at 83. His name was Pastor Alcantara. He lived to 106. He was still preaching at 100. And any time I complain about my age, God says, "Remember Pastor Alcantara." But I need this message. I need to see what God can do in Dallas. I need to speak it out. It's going to be a great church. And I've got to be willing to put everything I have on the line, as I've done time and time. And time and time again. We put things on the line to buy the property here. We have to believe for every dollar that comes into this house. We have to pray every single day for $3 million a month. That's what we need just to run the mainland church, to run the church in the United States. $3 million a month. Do you know how much $3 million a month is? When you tip God, you're killing me. When you tithe, you're pleasing God. When you go beyond the tithe and you worship, you please God. Because he knows the need. Because he's the one who gave the vision. He's the one whom we're declaring that he's going to supply. And he's the one who sees the souls, the thousands of people that are going to come to know Jesus. Because we see it, we say it, and we show it. I don't know what you're going through tonight, but I know one thing. I know it as much as I know anything. That the Holy Spirit is released when I let him operate through me to see something that he sees, to say something he's saying, and to do things he wants to do. How many of you believe God could use you to see, to say, and to show